As my pastor used to say, if that doesn't get you fired up, then your wood is wet. Amen? Well, we want to take just a few minutes this morning and share with you what God is doing around the world. You're going to hear more from Coach Les. He's going to unpack some specific numbers with the State of the Ministry address. But this morning, we want to highlight one particular country, one particular area, and one particular couple that God has used in a mighty way. Before we do that and have a chance for Tim to weigh in on that, this whole international thing, 10 years ago, if you would have said FCA was going to venture outside the U.S., we were U.S. border. And God was doing amazing things throughout the U.S. But as we begin to pray as an executive team, through Les's leadership and the Board of Trustees, we recognize that, yes, God was doing a mighty thing through 4% of the world's population. That's the population in the U.S. Was God calling us to take what we've learned for 60 years and to serve and be a blessing and to grow into change our thinking of how ministry needs to be done? Well, that started a journey several years ago with the approval for me on the side doing ministry programs to do international kind of moonlighting. And as we begin to develop relationships with coalitions like the International Sports Coalition, partners like Operation Mobilization, we began to build relationships and realize that even though the world is vastly different in different countries, that sports is still the king. And coaches have a huge impact. I've been traveling the world the last 3 years as the international director and learning a lot of different languages, not really, learning a lot of different foods and cultures. But I have realized this, that even though we think U.S. is so unique and different when it comes to sports, we're not unique. Sports holds a huge platform and foundation in countries around the world. And this morning, we want to share with you and challenge you your thinking the way you think about FCA. Neil said, hey, he wanted to remind you of things you might have already known, but just inspire you. Well, this morning, I hope to share with you, we hope to share with you, some things that maybe you didn't know about a new FCA and the way we're moving forward. God's called us with a great vision to see the world impacted for Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. And that world is jumping out that we have a responsibility to serve the 96%. We don't want to just do international ministry. We want to become international ministry. That's a game changer. And we need everyone to be a part of it. Yes, focus on your local area. Don't neglect your local area. But we have an opportunity to serve the world and be a blessing. So this turns us to this opportunity here. You saw the video. The first time that I ever took a missions trip, which I should not be the international director, never left the U.S. on a missions trip until 2007, Shane Williamson, our director of field ministry, and myself and two other people did a vision trip to Rivne, Ukraine, which is the northwest part of Ukraine. And we went there just to learn and see what ministry was about. And we saw people using sports as a platform to reach kids in neighborhoods. And it was good, and it was great. It was very convicting and challenging. But it wasn't the way FCA did it. Locker room, ball fields, courts, those things that we resonate with. And it wasn't in sport ministry. It was really through sport ministry. The last day, Shane and I walked in to a gym of a sports university and met Andre doing basketball training. And after about an hour, Shane and I looked at each other and said, this is exactly what we do. And that was in 2007. 2009, Andre actually joined the team as our Ukraine director, and he's been serving us, growing ministry throughout all of Ukraine. But before you talk, I want to turn my attention to Lindsay. Lindsay's an American, grew up in Iowa, and Tim will share a little backstory on that. Lindsay went to Ukraine as a missionary in 2001, met Andre in 2003, got married in 2005, we show up in 2007, and you come on staff in 2009. God's doing things in twos, right? So you went to Ukraine, and you found yourself a Ukrainian, right? So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I went to Ukraine in 2001 for the first time, and I didn't really enjoy it, but I served and did what I was supposed to. But I was really excited to go again. I don't know. The Lord can take any person and encourage them to do things they may not even want to do because he knows what's best. And so I went back in 2003, and yeah, I met Andre, but I also just fell in love with the idea of serving people who were so different than me. And that was when the Lord really laid on my heart to just give up everything that I had ever thought would happen in my life and follow his plan.
Great. And one of the very first things, as Losha shared in the video, the first camp they had three people at the camp, a little power camp. Faith, determined to do it. And who showed up first camp three?
So we believe that we as a family need to support FCA Ukraine. So out of the three campers, one was our kid, one was our other kid, and then one was the pastor's son. So we were going strong.
Great start 5 years ago, right?
Yes.
It counted.
It did.
Yep. Yeah. You got to put the stake in the ground somewhere. And they put, in faith, the stake in the ground. And last summer, you had how many that attended camp?
Last summer, we had 1,963 that attended to our camps.
Wow, 1,963. And as you've been able to do ministry, Andre, with a team of 12, 10 are local national leaders, two of them are Americans that are serving there, but predominantly the local people, what is the vision that God has put in your heart?
When I look in Ukraine, I see 80,000 coaches that in Ukraine that coach 4 million kids, and kids will keep coming. And that's 10% of population of Ukraine. And I'm thinking, what would be happening if every coach in the country will hear the gospel? What if every coach in the country will have a Bible, the source, and what if every coach will come and join the group? What would that do to our country? What would that do to our society? So that's our vision, to reach 80,000 coaches, to give them opportunity to hear gospel, to have a Bible, and to be plugged in into a group where they can grow in their faith.
So you found our vision to and through the coach is transferable even within your culture.
Absolutely. That's the one thing in common. It's international language. So we just go into a coach, and there are just people who are just lonely. A fatherless society in Ukraine, orphanages, and stuff like that is happening. So that is one ministry that we can see being effective.
That's great. So every coach deserves to hear the gospel. Every coach deserves to get a Bible in their hands. And every coach deserves to be in a Bible study or an FCA huddle. That is a powerful vision that is clarified to reach those 80,000 so we can reach 4 million to change the next Ukraine, the future of Ukraine, as Dimitri said in the video. So, Tim, you have a little backstory with Lindsay and Lisa, your wife, but also share with us not only that backstory, but how we have broken up, Jimmy kind of alluded to it, the 12 U.S. regions. We have 12 VPs, all of them are here, have a particular role within the U.S., but we broke up the rest of the world into 12 global regions, and then aligned and assigned each of you to one of those regions to narrow the focus. So 75, 80% of your focus, you have some involvement in other parts of the world, but 75 to 85% will be focused on your global region. And we, through a different criteria, gave you, not through your request, but we gave to you what we felt God's choice was, and you got Eurasia. And you were pleased about that, weren't you?
Well, a few years ago, we had a summit in San Diego with the vice presidents. We knew we were going to get assigned the particular global area. And Lisa, my partner in FCA for the last 23 years and partner in life, said, sure, that sounds great. We would gladly serve in the Caribbean. And she thought, since I was the oldest VP seniority would have something, that I would come back with the Caribbean, and this would be a great ministry for the two of us to do quite often. And she said, and I said, and if it's not the Caribbean, she said, Australia, New Zealand would be fun. And so when I came back with Eurasia, she said, great, drop me off in Europe on your way to Eurasia. But then I met Andre and at the National Support Center, and I said, and your family? And he said, yes, Lindsay. I said, that sounds American. And he said, yes, it is. And I said, where's she from? He said, Iowa City. I said, that's where Lisa's from. Where'd she go to high school? City High. I said, that's where Lisa went to high school. It was unbelievable. Now we could be her parents, of course, but they didn't, you know, go at the same time, but they still wore the red and white and City High and Iowa City, Iowa, and that was just amazing. And then life is about relationships. That's what life is about. And what has happened is that is why the dividing up of 12, what you focus on expands. And so for the vision of FCA and Les and the leadership team knew that if we expanded on a certain area, that's the way, shrink to grow, focus to expand. And that's the way we will reach coaches and athletes throughout the world. And so then I have 120 staff that I oversee and 9 direct reports, and we have regional international coordinators, RICs we call them, the brainchild of Dan, and we have a tremendous RIC in Roger Leip, and he had been in Honduras and around that area for years, but he immediately said, if this is where we're assigned, Eurasia, then that's where my focus has been. And so my staff get a weekly email every week on how to pray for not only the Ukraine, but other countries in Eurasia. And so our RIC leads us in understanding. And so then when we heard about the camps that were going to be held and the need for their funding, I just decided to make a call a year and a half ago after Andre and Lindsay joined our entire staff, hosted by one of our members here, one of our donors, Mark Mestemacher in Edwardsville, Illinois. And I said, let's fund that entire camp. And do you know what it costs to reach nearly 2,000 coaches and athletes for an entire summer of camps? Only $15,000. Only $15,000, but I mandated that each of our areas be involved in that area. It's the last time I wanted to and ever will have to mandate any kind of involvement, because then we sent 8 or 9 different staff over to the Ukraine last summer, and now organically from the ground up, our staff have relationships with several of the staff you saw on the video. Ira, another staff, stayed in our home, and Lisa and I love and support Ira, and Lisa Skypes with Ira on a regular basis. And now, because of these relationships, out of the overflow of those relationships, we're abundantly going to be supporting the people in Ukraine more than if I mandated. But sometimes you have to start that way. And so the last thing that I would say about the structure is, internationally, when you don't just put it as a category, but permeate the global thought locally, that makes for a worldwide ministry. So in our area, and I know in all the other areas, the idea of ministering locally and thinking globally in everything we do permeates through our ministry plan, and it has changed our people. We have Dave Turnbull, who 30 plus years, he's been in Iowa, he's the state director in Iowa. He said it was the single most life-changing moment going to the Ukraine that he's ever had in FCA. So it's just been a life changer and ministry changer for us to have a relationship with Andre and Lindsay and their staff.
So as you said, we shrink to grow, get small to grow big, and that has narrowed the focus with the focus on Eurasia so that we can serve the needs. And the more that you can harness your people through Roger Leip, the regional international coordinator, to help the activities in the U.S. serve the needs here in Eurasia. And it's not random, it's specific. So you're requesting what you need and be able to come. And camp and ministry is growing. But Dre, in the video, you said that you feel like the window's closing. You've said that a number of times I've been there to Ukraine, that with Russia and some of the turmoil that's going on, that you feel that there's a sense of urgency that maybe we don't feel sitting in the U.S. If you could share that with us about why that strengthens ministry.
When I'm thinking about this, door is closing. I've been born in a country that doesn't exist anymore. I've been taught different things in school that affected my life to actually don't like Christians. and being transformed by the God and just being in ministry right now. And I'm when I'm looking at the country right now, and I'm just see people are hurtful and they know where to find a hope. And that is, like, if I look around the Ukraine and see what the Russia and different Estonian countries and Moldova, different countries, how they have been closing doors. But Ukraine, for some reason, been holding like as an open door. And kind of the door that we can walk in for that many years, how many we have, I don't know, but Lord knows. But I know that the door is closing. And we have to have urgency, boldness to go and share. And the only Lord knows what's going to happen. But if we're not going to step out right now, we're not going to see the next generation. We're not going to see the change in Ukraine.
And in ministry, I think everyone in full-time ministry, no matter what the ministry is, there's a step of faith and sacrifice. But the sacrifice that you're taking, and now that you married Lindsay, and since Ukraine won't let you have dual citizenship, but you have an American citizenship, it would be easy for you to move to America with your family and your three boys. But yet you're back there sacrificing every day, knowing that war could break out so you could reach these coaches that God's put on your heart.
That this question comes up every time because all the people say, what are you doing here? Just go. Just leave. And we say we're not here because we know that there is a hope, and the hope is in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. And Lindsay is a sacrifice for you too.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's a beautiful sacrifice, and it's so worth it because he's so worth it.
Amen. Well, Andre, God is doing a mighty work. It almost reminds me of Nehemiah 6. I'm doing a great work and I can't come down. But there is a lot of distractions. I remember I went to your conference with all the ministry leaders and other ministries that you that vision that you had to pull not just FCA staff together, but other ministry leaders and partners, sports leaders throughout Ukraine to have a conference. We had about 100 strong. And one of the leaders came up to us afterwards and shared a story about his wife dying. Why don't you just share that, knowing specific needs that brings reality to the situation?
Well, one of the guys comes up and he is he starts sharing his life and he's saying, and the east, this is where the conflict happens, and he wasn't home, and the bomb just dropped under his house and where his wife was with kids, and so he lost everybody. And but it was like 6 months ago, and he's sharing this and knowing that the Christ overcoming this, that this is not a defeat, that the Christ is undefeated. And he was sharing, and he said, I wanted to share that how God is really faithful and loving me, and he provided me a new wife. And they come up on stage, and they were sharing that they are going to get married in the summer. But that's reality, that's what's happening. A lot of ministry leaders been called to the army. A lot of people, even one of our staff, you know, sending like, hey, pray about it, that they will not call me to the army, but I already have on the draft. I'm on the draft.
So every day, living with a sacrifice, knowing that you're serving Ukraine, out of the 56 countries that God has allowed us to have a presence, staff, and leaders, and camp, 16 of those in restricted countries, closed countries, that God is still allowing us to use the powerful platform of sports to reach the masses. And we know, Andre, Lindsay, that your team, that you've been called to the team in 2009, and there's many more years to come. Many more years to come. And this morning, our whole mindset has been changed, not so much because of a video, but you sharing your hearts with us this morning. And we're thankful for you, what God's doing through you. And 80,000 coaches.
It's going to happen.
Let me pray for you. Tim, why don't we lay hands on them and just pray for them. If you could extend a hand out to them, as we know that it's through the power of prayer, that is the work of the ministry, that only through prayer this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Let's pray. God, thank you for Andre and Lindsay and their team of Losha and Sasha, many others, Lord, that you've called to this work of FCA. And Lord, there's many coaches and athletes that need to hear the gospel message. And man, people love sports in Ukraine. But Lord, I pray that sports in Ukraine can be transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. We pray that you would redeem You would renew. You would restore what Satan in the world has taken, what corruption has taken. And God, I pray that you use Andre and Lindsay as lights to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to 80,000 coaches so that every single one of them deserves to hear the gospel. Everyone deserves to get a coach's Bible. And every one of them deserves to be in a huddle, to be growing spiritually in their walk with Christ. God, I pray your favor and your blessing will be upon Andre and Lindsay. I pray for protection over their boys. And God, we pray blessing and favor as they move forward in obedience. We love you, Lord Jesus, and all God's people said, amen. God bless you. Thank you, guys.